This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as we do every week, we celebrate, uplift, and educate the citizens of Douglas County on all the cool things happening in and around our area. And on that note, we have something cool coming up. And so in studio with me today is Jim Daniels with the Oregon Koi and Water Garden Society. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a while. With COVID and all this, we haven't seen each other for a while.
I tend to have this and that little thing going on around town besides just my business. But
yes,
this is something that I've fell into almost literally. When we bought in 2015, we made an offer on a house, and the day we went in, our realtor said, oh, by the way, they've decided they're going to include the koi in that little water garden and leave them for you, which translated to, we found out how much it cost to ship 5 large koi to Tucson.
Yes.
We had no idea. I'd had aquariums over the year, but mm-hmm. never had any koi or any particular interest in that. My wife, Sydney, was quite interested in having a water garden. But here are these beautiful big fish.
Mm. Luckily, a very gracious gift. But it comes with much responsibility.
Comes with some responsibility. And luckily, we found the Koi Expo the following summer and the Oregon Koi and Water Garden Society. And they seem to be our kind of people. It's
excellent.
A social group based on the enjoyment of the mm-hmm. of keeping a water garden and keeping koi. And one thing led to another, and here we are. We have a couple new koi in the pond now, and we've made a couple of changes. We're planning some more changes during the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an enjoyable thing.
So you got involved in the organization.
Got involved.
And now you're heavily involved in the organization because you're here talking to me about events and tours you have coming up. So tell us a little bit about that.
We have traditionally had either a koi show, which is a big 3-day event, or a koi expo. It's a 1-day event that we used to put on in the parking lot at Sherm's. And what we found is there are a few people that are really koi people, and they want to come and see the fish in the tank and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, what they really want to see is the koi in somebody's yard, the pond, the flowers and garden around it, and experience what it's like to have a koi pond.
All the peace and serenity that comes with it when you're not doing all the labor.
Exactly. Well, the goal is to do some labor so you have very little week to week or month mm-hmm. to month. But we decided that our president decided that let's forget the Koi Expo. We'll have a fish sale at the first pond, but let's have just a tour of ponds. And it turned out to be a really great idea. We've had a lot of acceptance already.
Mm-hmm.
And people get to go to one of the 8 ponds on the tour, or any of the 8 ponds, or all of them even. Sit and visit with the owner, watch the fish, enjoy what there is to enjoy about a pond, and find out what the experience is all about.
Or maybe get some creative ideas. If you're absolutely thinking about doing something like this, this seems like an excellent way for somebody to go look and say, here's what I like about this one, what I don't like, here's what I like about, and maybe bits and piece together what they might do. And then find out how that much that might run them to.
Exactly. One of the ponds that you'll see on the tour is square side, flat bottom, giant 26,000 gallon pond.
Ooh.
And it's new. It doesn't have the landscaping and things mm-hmm. around it that it will have, but it gives you an idea of one direction. Another one is owned by a couple of the master gardeners here. And it's just a little corner of a garden, and it's a water feature in their garden that happens to have some koi.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But it's tiny. Mine is kind of in the middle. It's about 3,000. There's one down the street that's about 6,000 or 7,000. And everything in between.
And when you're talking 3,000 or 6,000, you're talking gallons of water to fill
exactly.
it, correct?
So, okay. As an example, 15 by 15 feet and 4 feet deep is 3,000 to 4,000 gallons.
Well, and I think the thing that my mother-in-law used to have them when she was alive, and these fish can live a very, very long time.
They
so
can.
So this is something that, you know, if you decide to do it, it's kind of could be, you know, a fairly long commitment if you're looking at keeping fish forever. But you guys trade and change sometimes if you want to.
That happens. That's true. And the other thing that happens is we'll get a call from someone that says, my parents had this great pond, but they're gone now.
Yes.
And we don't know what to do, and we don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that it's a burden. And so we go and rescue those fish. And we find them new homes, or we put them in our sale to support our club. And they're gone to somebody that will love them.
So, Jim, I want to ask you a couple questions about the event and your club.
Sure.
So where could people find tickets, or how do they get going on the tour, find out where they're at and get tickets?
Best way to grab tickets would be at the patio right outside the exit door of Sherm's.
Okay.
8 o'clock Saturday morning and 9 o'clock at the Farmer's Market on Harvard.
And that's this Saturday, June
11th. This Saturday, because the tour is this Saturday.
That's excellent.
They'll get a list of ponds they can go to,
mm-hmm.
and you drive there at your own pace. You spend the time you want to spend there and get on to the next one. If you want to rush and just see all the ponds, all 8 ponds, you could do that. If you want to go to one and you say, gee, this is heaven, and you want to sit there for a while, get to know the owners,
mm-hmm.
enjoy the ambiance, if you will, that's up to you.
So it's kind of do-it-yourself tour, but when you each stop, you'll get a little bit of something different, somebody else's expertise or 2 cents, and different fish, different, like you said, some have water, more waterfall features and less ponds, some are more pond, all kinds of things. So
exactly.
That's...
Many of the clubs put on a pond tour, and they'll rent a bus or two.
Oh.
So you go to a pond, you get off, and you've got 12 minutes to talk to the owner and see the pond. Mm. Okay, back on the bus.
Yeah.
And that always seemed kind of too rushed to me. Some ponds I want to spend 3 minutes, some ponds I want to spend 3 days.
Yeah, right. I so would be that way.
This gives you that option.
Yeah, your own rate and pace. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but last year when you were on the show, I believe you told me that if somebody wanted to join your organization, your group, that you guys have a special deal for the first year. Is
yeah,
that still
it's
going
it's
on?
It's kind of like drug peddlers, you know, the first one's free and then we charge you after that. We'll give you the first year of membership for free, and after that it's a whole $24 a year.
So a whopping $2 a month, or
yeah.
$24 for the whole year. Pay it up front. But that first year free, that's kind of like saying, come in, try it out, see if it's for you, not
exactly.
for you, and it's not going to cost you a dime.
Exactly, and you get the newsletter by email.
See, no risk.
You can come to the meetings. We have meetings at different members' ponds.
Oh,
usually
nice.
It's a potluck. It's always quite informal,
mm-hmm.
and a chance to visit and have a good time together.
So, I did not ask how much the tickets are.
Oh, $5.
Oh, see?
$5.
You guys are all about a good deal, Jim.
For adults, and kids are free. Kids should enjoy it.
So, just come, get your tickets, donate the rest. It's like, what a great cause. And we did go last year to the expo that you did,
yeah.
and it was... I imagine a huge amount of work, because just filling up those things and all of that. So I could see where this might be you know, a better approach to really get people interested. But there was some amazing fish last time and some huge ones, some very unique markings. It was just kind of fun to spend a little bit of time. I think we stayed maybe 45 minutes and looked at every tank and visited and stuff. And so I found it very enjoyable. I just think looking at the fish is, like I said, serenity. It's peaceful. And
the problem with the expo for me and several other people was that you come and stand there next to a pool that's been put up temporarily, fish that are not in a comfortable setting because they've been moved out of their home into this temporary pond. And you just don't get the feel of what a pond is about and a water garden and all of those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Way different. I think the tour is way different because I know sitting at my mother-in-law's pond with the fish is a way different feeling, and there's the water trickling and all of that, you know, like a noise machine that you buy and pay good money for to fall asleep at night. You just get that with your water garden.
We have a window next to our bed that we open to listen to the waterfall.
Oh, see, that's that. Jealous right there. Well, I see some other dates on your flyer that you sent out too, like August 6th. So are you doing a tour more than once? Nope, just once.
This one, and we're hoping we can have a second tour, but this is it for right now.
Okay, so June 11th is the this Saturday.
Yeah,
that's when you need to go. And at Sherm's is where you can get your tickets.
Right,
get yourself an ice cream while you're there, and then go visit the fish.
That, or run up to the farmer's market and grab a little broccoli or whatever and get your tickets there.
Oh, yeah. We want to go to the farmer's market. We haven't made that yet.
It's kind of a nice market. We've been there. This will be our third week there. Mm. And we've been there a lot before. But it's a very pleasant market with regular vendors that come in every week. And regulars that always buy their produce every Saturday morning. And so it's a good place to offer tickets, too, to people who are interested in a little slower lifestyle.
Well, and you can, you know, you're catching two of the major streets here, either, you know.
Yeah.
The Harvard side and start there, and or go over to Sherm's and start there. So, well, you know, I absolutely wish you the best of luck with this, and I know it will be hugely successful. And I know you guys have put a lot of work into everybody's ponds and all of that. So what a nice way to get to show that off. Too.
Sure. And it's also a place to meet people if you're thinking about starting a pond. Meet people who have started a pond. Meet people who have kept a pond for a while. Maybe find someone and their people around our club that will build the pond or help you build your pond. A lot of recommendations, a lot of pitfalls you can avoid.
I think that is key. What you just said right there is being able to maybe learn from somebody else's mistakes is kind of one of the big things that is a huge perk, or maybe I'm going to try this and why it didn't work, and being able to talk through that with others that have that knowledge and have already kind of forged ahead in their efforts. So I can imagine the expertise is just invaluable, and it's free. So you're getting invaluable information for free.
Well, the membership in the club is free.
Right, that first year, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, a great deal. Jim, thank you so much for coming on here today.
Thank you.
And everybody, go out and enjoy the 2022 Oregon Koi and Water Garden Society Pond Tours this weekend.
We'll see you there.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Okay, minor adjustment here, minor adjustment. That was a quick change artist, you know, you just like, I don't even know. Well, I'm going to say just like pageant, when you have to go in between stages of competition and you run in and you change your clothes really quick. So speaking of that, we're back with more with your cue. And now in the studio, because we just did our quick change, are the ladies of Miss Douglas County. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I am so excited you guys are here. And I know you're getting ready to head off to Seaside to the Miss Oregon competition.
Yep.
Sorry, next week. You hear all these little voices in here. This is too much fun. This is way too much fun. So I'm going to start out and ask a few fun questions here. And so people don't know what it looks like in the studio here, but so I'm looking and I'm across at these four gorgeous young ladies, all with their sparkly crowns on, and I'm rocking the pony.
You look great as always, Shannon.
So I'm like, oh gosh, you guys, I should have upped my game today. But anyway, I have the look for radio, as Robin Groves tell me. So anyway, welcome. And so you guys leave Monday, Tuesday-ish. I talked to you a little bit before the show. So out of the four of you, who all feels prepared? Who's ready?
I feel ready.
Lily's ready.
I think the directors have done a really good job of helping us, support us in our preparation. So I feel like we're all really ready to go as a team.
I think yes. So too.
I am so excited to experience it with all these girls.
And get going.
Yep.
Well, I want to take a second and just introduce you individually. So in the studio here, we have Maren Gray, which is Miss Douglas County. Say hi, Maren.
Hi. Thank you, Shannon.
And we have Emily Redling, who is Miss Umpqua Valley.
Hello.
And we have Emma Hargraves, which is Miss Douglas County's outstanding teen.
Hello.
And Lily Brown, Miss Umpqua Valley's outstanding teen.
Hi, everyone.
So we have all these gorgeous voices, and now the test is on you to know who's talking when. But I'll try to help out as best as I can. But we're just, you know, five gals chatting in the studio, so we could go random all over the place. So, I mean, honestly, it hasn't been that long since you guys got your crowns and started your preparations.
Feels like yesterday.
Honestly.
Right? I feel like I was just watching you guys in interviews. So, kind of funny that now it's like, okay, next level, here we go. And but the one thing that I have noticed watching you guys and having you, most of you I have, or actually all of you I have on my Facebook, is how much you have done in this short amount of time. So I just want to say kudos to you. I see you guys out there in the community, volunteering, doing numerous events, and just giving of your time and yourself. And I know this is during finals time or graduation time, or you are all so very busy. So I know, Maren, you've had a title before, and Lily, but it's like, what's this like? I'm going to ask Emma and Emily here this question. What did you envision it, and what is it like? So kind of like that whole photo of reality versus Photoshop almost.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Did you want to start? Or?
I will be completely honest. It was a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I could see other local title holders in the past, and I see them posting on social media, and I was always like, oh my gosh, that looks so fun. But I became a title holder, and it's, of course, so fun. But it is busy with the amount of paperwork with Miss Oregon. It's huge, and you are expecting like just a few things like you did in your local, like the contract, mm-hmm. and then just preparing with interview and going and doing your talent every day. But I was shocked to see how much paperwork and how much time went into it. But I'm so forever grateful to our Miss Oregon paperwork coordinator and being able to do all the events while preparing for Miss Oregon.
Yes, big shout out to Kirsten. She's a dear, dear friend of mine, and I love her to pieces, and she is amazing.
Yes, so, she is, definitely.
Big shout out, girlfriend. That one's coming to you, and I'll have to call you tonight and tell you we're on the radio. So, Emily, how about you?
I'll have to agree. It's definitely a lot. I did expect that when
we were preparing. I understand that this is a full-time, 365 days a year job, but really that's why I joined. I moved away from Douglas County for college for a while, and I really wanted something that brought me back into the community. And so even 3,000 miles away, I could see the organization of Miss Douglas County and how its title holders were so involved with the community, and that's mm-hmm. really what I wanted. And so when I came back, I joined, and I wasn't even competing for a crown. It was more like, I don't want to be in a pageant. I want to be in a place where I belong. And that's exactly what this organization has brought me. And I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, the sisterhood is real.
Absolutely.
And I know people see that on our posts or the hashtags or whatever it may be, but it's authentic. It's true. And so I love that piece of it, and I love seeing new relationships come out of it. And I have actually seen you out and about with other Miss Oregon sisters doing 5Ks and stuff like
Definitely.
That. I'm a healthy amount that I keep up with you. I'm not stalker level, just want to put that out there.
Good for clarifying.
I'm just clarifying that. And Marin, I'm coming to you here. You are graduating and getting ready to graduated
yes.
this last weekend, yep. not getting to, and headed off to college. So mm-hmm. I want you to spill the beans.
Yes.
What's that like, and where are we going?
Well, it's definitely been weird to be graduated, but I'm really excited to head off to Harvard in the fall, and I will definitely be making quite a bit of use of my Miss Douglas County scholarship. So grateful to the program for those.
The scholarships are oftentimes what get the miss to come back because, mm-hmm. you know, you're in college and you understand the concept of paying the bill and what that means. But as a teen, we sometimes don't. And so, you know, looking over here to our outstanding teens, it's like you won't even know the full lasting effects of this until you are going to college. Well, Lily, actually, you're heading off next year.
Yes.
And looking at those tuition bills and all of that. And then you're like, I got this experience and it's helping pay this bill. And then I think that's when it really comes together full circle and you get the full effect of what this organization can do.
Exactly.
Yes. So I'm excited. And I think one of the posts recently, they said $170,000 this year will be going out in scholarships to the young ladies from the locals and the state level and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it probably won't be long and we'll be at $250,000 that we're putting out your way. So I think that that's such a wonderful piece. What I'm going to have each one of you answer this here, too. So if you were to give a piece of advice to somebody thinking about it, they're on the bubble, and you may all agree, tell us what you might say to somebody. Marin, I'm going to kick it off with you.
I think I would just have to show them, because you can talk all you want about how amazing this program is, but you don't really, it doesn't come full circle until you see title holders out in the community. You see community connections that come out of this program, and that's what really brings it home. For example, when I'm out at an appearance and I see a little girl and I let her try on my crown, that's an opportunity to make a connection with her and to show her that she can be a princess and also a leader or a scientist or whatever she wants to be. And it's those real community connections and the impact that is afforded to us in our platforms throughout the community that makes it so special to all of us.
Yes. Anybody else want to add to that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I would have to agree. It would to show them really what we're about, because that's how I was. I used to be on the fence about joining this organization up until I was about, actually graduated high school. I never really saw myself as a girl that could be in this program or could be a leader. And so when I decided to have that confidence in myself and join the program, it was revolutionary for me, and it did wonders for my life overall and my confidence. And that's really what we're here for, is to show these girls that they can be leaders and they can have that confidence within themselves to do it.
Okay, what about either of you, Lily or Emma?
So I started in this program as a princess.
Yes,
but they
did.
Are now changing it to the outstanding kids.
Yes.
So if there's parents out there listening, definitely sign your kid up for the Outstanding Kid program, because it's a stepping stone to be like how we are, or just to be yourself in the program. And I'm just so excited to see how the Outstanding Kid program goes, because now it's open to all genders. So I think that's just amazing.
Yeah. And I think that when you get to get out there and perform with a group of you know, your peers when you're younger, it takes that fear factor out of it, or that fear of rejection, or that fear of, oh, what if I mess up? I think when you're younger and you're the little girl out there, you know, actually totally not doing the dance at all and beating to the dancing to the beat of your own drum, you become a star pretty darn quick. Oh, yeah. So you can just see that being your authentic self is enough, and it's more than enough, actually it's perfect. So that's what I would say to that point, and I just think you guys are great. So one quick question here, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes, but going back to the teens here, so Em and Lily, shooting back to you here. What do you think it would be like to be Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen? Like, you're really applying for the job. So I kind of want to know from you, what do you think that job is?
Well, to start with, Miss Oregon and Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen are crowned very close to Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Yes.
So right when you're crowned, you are thrown into trying on wardrobe and trying on beautiful dresses, which honestly, that sounds amazing. I love playing dress up. But it definitely involves so much more community service, because what you're representing has expanded into an entire state, which being the next Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen would be amazing, because I love doing community service, and I think Emma could also agree doing community service probably is the best part of this job.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. So Emma, I actually want to give you that same opportunity to answer that question. Like, how do you foresee that job being for Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen, if you're to get it? How do you envision that position?
I have always envisioned that position to further my platform. When I won my local title, I got to change my platform from Douglas County to Oregon. And if I were to be crowned Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen, I would hope to take my platform to the national level. And I just think it's so important to not only have your platform solidified and be able to promote it in a way that everyone will listen, but if you do go to that state level and you do win, people will listen to you and they will follow your journey, especially when you're making that difference and having that much community service. Just like Lily said, that's a huge part of the job.
Perfect. That sounds pretty good. So now I'm going to just take a quick second before we go to break. And Marin, you've had that job before.
I have.
Yeah, how'd they do?
Well, I think both of you were very accurate. Lily, especially with a really quick turnaround time. And it is a really amazing job. And I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to possess that role. But I'm really excited to see what you guys do at State. And I think either of you would be a very good Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teens.
And it is a wild ride.
Certainly
we've been
is.
On that, and it's wild. But again, it can be as fun as you want it to be too. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, this is Shannon Sebastian. We're back with Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And in the studio today, I am blessed with the gorgeous ladies of Miss Douglas County. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm going to just do a quick introduction again here. So we have Marin Gray, Miss Douglas County, Emily Redling, which is Miss Umpqua Valley, Emma Hargraves, which is Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen, and Lily Brown, Miss Umpqua Valley's Outstanding Teen. So they know who's in here now. We take a break, and we never know who's joining us when. So when we left off, I had asked both of the Outstanding Teens what they thought the job of Miss Oregon is and what that looked like. So I'm going to turn it around and ask the two of you now. So Marin and Emily, what do you see the role of Miss Oregon being?
I'd say, especially coming out of the pandemic, it really is all about finding new ways to create community connections I've learned over the past few years that you have to use some different techniques. So, for example, connecting with people over social media versus in-person events, and also trying to balance the in-person events and make the biggest impact you can. Because as a representative of not only Douglas County, but of Oregon, you are expected to be a role model and a representative of the program, maintain and get new sponsors, and really just connect with all sorts of people, whether it's the little 5-year-old girl who wants to try on the crown, or if it's the 90-year-old woman who wants to know what Miss America is all about. It's just leading by example, promoting your social impact initiative, and serving in any way you can.
Excellently said, as usual. Tough act to follow,
Emily. Oh, yeah. How else do I word it right? I believe that's exactly what the job of Miss Oregon entails, is really about getting out in the community and just being a role model for those girls and boys even out there, revolutionizing the Miss America organization and making those changes that really promote our relevancy, especially coming into our 75th anniversary of Miss Oregon. We do our best to do what we can to stay in the community and make those connections, and I believe it's a full-time job for anybody that is vying for the title of it, and I think it's a title that would really change the life of anybody that gets it, and I believe that's what the most important aspect is about it, is making those connections.
So I used to be a director way back in the day, you know, like when we still like used our feet to start our car. And like the Flintstones back then. And one of my things I would always say is interview the person or talk to the person whose job you're wanting to fulfill. I know Mara knows that's one of my things. And so I happen to have a special person on the line here. So Abigail, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, Abigail. How are you? Everybody,
Hello.
This
I'm doing well.
This is our current Miss Oregon, Abigail Hayes. And my dear little friend, Kirsten, which we talked about earlier, pulled me a favor and got us in touch. So how do you think the gals did on answering that question?
I am over here about to cry listening to them. They are what this program is absolutely about. Each one of them, all four of them in the studio, are absolutely incredible. And just listening to them and their heart and passion for their communities and serving literally almost brought me to tears. These women are absolutely incredible and embody what the job of Miss Oregon is all about.
Absolutely. So if we're asking you, you tell us, what do you think is the most important thing? Like, I mean, I know you're close to giving it up, but you know what? You're not really giving it up, because once you're a Miss Oregon, you're one of ours forever. So you just change from having a year in front of it to a forever Miss Oregon. So tell us, like, any insight you would be able to give on the best advice for somebody coming in ready to compete.
You know, I would say that every single Miss Oregon's year is going to look different than another's, and that each Miss Oregon really represents what is happening in that current state, in their state. And so for me, my year was all about spreading hope, coming out of a global pandemic and so many different things in a politically tense election. I wanted to bring hope to my community. And I think that the girls absolutely hit what this year is about, especially the 75th anniversary. But the number one takeaway that I would tell any local title holder or state title holder is that the most important and incredible thing that this organization provides is relationships. Whether that's relationships with people in your community or the sisterhood, I think that that's the biggest takeaway, is just having that one-on-one individual time with people. Especially, I think we're all so much more grateful for that coming out of COVID, that mm-hmm. we're able to be able to talk to people face-to-face, and I mean, through the telephone and radio right now. But having so, those relationships really is just the biggest takeaway from the program.
Absolutely. I think one of the greatest skills that sometimes people underestimate is the ability to make those relationships and learn the networking skills that you kind of unknowingly develop while you're in the program. And then when you get out, you're like, oh, I know this person that knows this person that knows this person.
Yay.
And it's because of an appearance, or it's because they were a judge, or it could be for any reasons, but you are building relationships that can help you grow as a person, further yourself, further your career, further your education. I mean, you just mm-hmm. meet some amazing individuals through involvement. And I mean, saying that, I have Miss Douglas County's director right here, which is a beautiful friend of mine, and I love her dearly.
Aww.
And it's like, you know, Angie, and I've had both of her daughters were title holders back in my Flintstone days, and I just think that that's the thing. And you know, I'm coming back mm-hmm. to help out this year and volunteer a little bit, and it's because of the relationships. It's not because of any other reason than just the people that I have met along the way that have made a difference and have motivated me to want to pay that forward. So
absolutely 100% agree with you.
Absolutely. And I just have to just brag a second that you were in the top five at Miss America. So
I was, by the grace of God.
Yes, no, it's because you're an amazing person. But I want to say, it's like, that gives hope, right, ladies?
Yeah,
that Oregon's on the map now again. And so you've got big shoes to fill, because Abigail did a fantastic job. And it's not even the fact that you placed. It's just you are just such a joy to be around. And that's the truth. And I think that speaks to what Marin said. It's making those deep connections and getting out in the community and meeting those people. So I know you took time out of your busy, busy day to join us from work.
Thank you,
so
Abigail.
Bless you, bless you. Right now, so. And I'm going to get back to picking on these girls.
Sounds good. I'll see you ladies very soon.
Bye. See you on Seaside.
I love her.
Bye. Bye now. Well, so that was fun. A little surprise for you. I still got stuff up my sleeve sometimes. But I think, you know, hearing that directly from her and agreeing with both points of view that you guys just said, or, you know, and spoke to, is that it really is the relationships. And for me, I'm kind of one of those people that was known for my little talks, you know, at pageant. And that was the one thing that I had told Abigail I really want to get out across to you, is that it's a competition. Yes, it is. But this is a journey, and enjoy the journey. Because if you take a trip from here to, let's say, Florida, go see Brooke in Disney World or whatever, it's like, if you're only caring about the destination and not the journey, you're missing out on so many incredible miles of experiences and opportunities. So I encourage you, when you guys leave Monday, Tuesday, to do that, to just really enjoy your journey and enjoy your sisterhood and enjoy the people around you and get to know those people, because the networking skills are amazing, what they can do for this, along with the scholarship. So, yes, you know, you better do your best, too.
Absolutely.
I really feel like there's just so much more that you can get out of this program besides just the title. Whether it's the crown in the sash or all the scholarship money you get, those things are really, really nice, trust me. But I think one of the biggest things that I've personally gotten out of the program is 3 new friends just in my local Douglas County title holders. We also have a brand new sisterhood of Miss Oregon candidates that mm-hmm. I've been loving getting to know. And just to be part of a group with such strong and empowering women is one of the experiences that I am so incredibly grateful for and will never forget from this program.
And I love that you say that, Marin. And I think that watching you guys, you know, again, not stalking, but seeing your social medias, you do a lot with Echo Every Child, and that's a wonderful group of ladies. And so it's not just this organization that I'm meaning that networking with. It's those people at, say, Safe Oregon, and, you know, Lily, and all the different places that you volunteer with or put your hours and your hard work into. You're meeting people, and you're investing in that organization or that event or whatever it may be that you're doing. And you just never know who you're going to make a difference with. And there was this song I heard a while ago that it's like, talk, you know, tell people while they're with you how much they mean to you, instead of waiting until they're gone to say the kind words at someone's service. And that's really resonated with me for many years. And I feel like I wish everybody could just walk around with a stamp. And every time you just did something, somebody'd say, oh, you made a mark on me or whatever. And you could put your stamp, like Shannon was here, or, you know, Marin was here, Emily was here, or whatever. And I think you'd really be surprised. There's people that you've touched. There's people that you've made a difference to. There's people that you have affected change in that you have no idea what your ripple effect is. And so for that reason, I would just say, go forth from this day and just own that. Just own that power that you don't even know you have. And take it up to Seaside and show them what Douglas County is about.
Wise words.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you lived in the Flintstone days. Well, we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment with more Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, here on News Radio KQEN. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to Your Q. And we have the ladies of Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program in the studio with me. And I've already introduced them twice, so hopefully you listened. If not, you need to go get the podcast off of the KQEN News Radio website because you missed out. That's all I'm going to say about that. That said, I have spoken. So, ladies, okay, you're crowned, you're doing all your preparations, you're getting ready to go to Miss Oregon, where you have a chance to win more scholarship dollars.
Yes.
So awesome. And so, I'm just going to have you one at a time tell us, up till this point, what have you learned, or not what have you learned, what have you earned in scholarship dollars with your time in the program? Maren, I'm going to kick it off and go down the line.
All right. Well, I have learned quite a bit, but as far as my earnings, I think I have around $25,000 in scholarships from this program.
And you're going to need that going to Harvard
University. I definitely University. Will. It'll be used up pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly. So proud of you for that.
Thank
That's
you.
A major accomplishment as well. Very
Thank
much
you.
So. Emily.
Well, this being my first year and first title, I've won $3,225.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
honestly,
definitely.
I'd that's say. Really good. So, first time, you're earning a lot of money. Okay, Emma.
Out of the 3 years I've been competing, I have gotten just a little over $11,000.
$11,000. And you're in the teen program.
Yes.
That is amazing. Okay, Lily, what do we got here?
Also, out of the 3 years that I've competed, I've gotten a little bit over $5,000.
This is excellent. I'm not doing the math with all four of you, by the way, but that's a chunk of change, and that is all four ladies in Douglas County. Angie, mm-hmm. you need kudos for that. You and Brooke and Megan and the whole Miss Douglas County, which is pretty much those three people I just mentioned. But kudos to you guys, because it's all the hard work that you guys put in to make this opportunity even affordable for them to do. And, we have the closet, which makes it affordable for people to not have to go out and buy ridiculously expensive gowns. So there's a lot of ways to really do this on a budget and come out to the plus. Mm-hmm. So. And that's just in the bank account side, not the other perks, bells and whistles that go with it. So I hope people are hearing you today and sign up next year and participate. Mm-hmm. And I hope they also follow you through the Miss Oregon Facebook page and see how things are going this week and check in. And the Miss Douglas County, I know Brooke's pretty good at keeping up with social media, so she'll be posting about how you guys are all doing up there. And the cool thing about it is we also have other young ladies coming from Douglas County, because there's other opens and sweepers mm-hmm. and things, you know, for people. So Douglas County is going to be very well represented at Miss Oregon. So
absolutely,
I'm excited for you guys, and I'll be up there watching and,
yay,
and doing whatever else I'm going to be doing. Whatever Blaine and Beth tell me I'm doing, I guess. So thank you so much. I know this is crunch time. I know you're packing and getting your last minute alterations. So who is literally ready to go right now?
I am.
Okay, that's Emma.
I have some more packing to do, but I'm mentally ready.
I too have more packing to do.
Okay, I'm gonna say the teens were really convincing. Maren's somewhat convincing, and Emily, I think you got some work to do.
Her
eyes were kind of like, oh my goodness.
With exams going on and everything.
Yeah. But finals week is brutal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm actually in summer term right now, so it just started for me. But yeah, it's definitely crazy, but I feel like I'm ready.
And so, Maren, you already shared with us that you're off now, that you're graduated to Harvard. Mm-hmm. And Emily, where will you be in school next year, or what will you be doing?
Oh, I'm in University of Florida right now. I'm doing their online program, so I'm able to maintain my academics while being home across the country.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And Emma, what grade will you be in next year?
I will be a senior at Roseburg High School, and I will be continuing dual enrollment through Umpqua Community College.
Oh, that's so great. Get all those extra credits while you can for free. And Lily, where are you off to next year?
In the fall, I will be attending Boise State University to study business administration.
And put those scholarships to use.
Yes.
So all four of you are going to be putting these scholarships to use in the near future. So, well, I just want to say I wish you guys the greatest of luck. I'm sure you're prepared. I know Angie over here is running on limited sleep, trying to keep up with everything. And so we will be following you guys very, very closely and wishing you the best of luck. So Douglas County, keep your eyes on Facebook, on the Miss Oregon page, on the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program Facebook page, and watch for posts on what these ladies will be up to, because they compete starting Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
So next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So 3 days of competition. That'll be exciting. And an opportunity to earn extra money.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah, go get your fair share.
Yes.
We wish you the best of luck. Angie, again, thank you for having the girls come in today. I really appreciate you and all that you do for the organization. She's not feeling so great today, so we won't make her, we won't pick on her to talk. Anyway, what was I going to say? I want to thank Umpqua Survival. They sponsor this section in this program, this piece, which is normally the local business buzz, but we hijacked it today just for you guys, because I know there's no way we could get all four of you in here saying what you had to say without having a little extra time. So
well, we appreciate it, Shane.
Yes. Thank you. Umpqua Survival, thank you, Carlos and the gang out there. Go out there and put in for our weekly drawing. They do a drawing out there every week for a $25 gift certificate. So go out and see the staff at Umpqua Survival. Put in for your weekly drawing, and we'll be calling another winner next Thursday. So anyway, this is our time to say goodbye. It's been fast today. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll be back on next week with Rachel and Taylor from the Alzheimer's Association and Amy Quinn with Beauty Counter. And we'll be back next week. Until then, be kind, Douglas County.